Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Ministry of Finance urges the public to proceed without expectation of a VAT-free day as it notes a potential slowdown in activity as shoppers await. Concern about the fuel import bill, government wants to speed up the switch from fossil fuel to renewable energy. Severed BAMC workers complain that they may now have to wait until January to collect some of their promised money after being severed yesterday. The sugar industry is officially privatized from today. PSV operators share mixed views on the case of a four-year-old conducting on a route taxi as the sector waits word on a ministry probe into the matter. Airport taxi operators report an upswing in business as visitors start to flow into the country for the Christmas holidays and the winter season overall. Taxi operators at the Bridgetown Port say business still slow despite the resumption of cruise calls and Iceland volcano erupts. These stories and more coming up in the Lunchtime Expedition. I am Lillian Graham. First this, the Ministry of Finance, Economic Affairs and Investment is noting a potential slowdown in economic activity due to people waiting for a VAT-free day and is urging the public to proceed as normal without any expectation of such a tax ease. The statement posted on the social media pages of the Government Information Service states that numerous social media campaigns and other media commentary have contributed to heightened expectations of a VAT-free holiday, potentially leading to a slowdown in actual economic activity. The statement states the Ministry of Finance advises the public and the business community to conduct their business with no such expectation. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Kerry Simon wants the transition from fossil fuel to renewable energy to speed up, stressing his concern about the country's extremely high fossil import bill. Speaking during the debate in the House of Assembly on amendments to the Utilities Regulation Bill, Mr. Simon says the import bill was over $900 million last year. He said government can no longer continue to shield consumers.
Last year, Mr. Speaker, we out of COVID. Business as usual. 2018, it was 580 million. Do you know where we were last year, sir? 914 million. 113% increase. And that's why I say to you, Mr. Speaker, that this country has to start to take itself seriously. That if you have a $914 million expense today, you can't continue to have that 113% increase repeated year after year after year, and that the government will always be in a position to shield the consumer. And are we on course to repeating it? Last year it was 914 million. October of 2023, we had already spent $830 million, that's October, on importing fuel.
He's concerned about how the transition to renewable energy is going.
The government does not get involved in the investment in modernizing the grid. The government does not get involved, Mr. Speaker, sir, in purchasing and bringing into the country synchronous condensers and so on for stabilizing and modulating frequency of electricity service across the island. That's a private sector thing. That's what the Light and Power is there to do. And I have been, in fact, sir, at odds about some concerns that we all have, sir, about the pace at which the utility in Barbados has been moving forward on its part of this journey with respect to the renewal and modernization of the Barbados grid. For my part, sir, I felt it was better to reason behind closed doors.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kerry Simmons. This country's sugar industry is officially privatized from today, and the more than 100 workers severed from Portville factory yesterday say they now have to wait to see if any of them will be rehired. They also complain that it seems most of them will have to wait until next month to get promised a vacation and pay in lieu of notice money along with severance. Yesterday was the last day of operation for the state-owned Barbados Agricultural Management Company, BAMC. The agricultural business formerly conducted by the BAMC is now being operated by the Agricultural Business Company Limited. The manufacture of sugar, its byproducts, the sale of sugar, and the Portville factory operations formerly conducted by the BAMC are now being operated by the Barbados Energy and Sugar Company. The former workers of the BAMC collected their severance papers yesterday. But one of the workers told Starcom Network News today that while they expected to have money deposited into their bank accounts yesterday, for most of them, that did not happen. Today, what they have are the letters stating that they are entitled, but no cash yet. But what was made clear is that their stint as government-employed sugar factory workers is over.
We get the letter for our severance pay and everything. We get the loan notice, 10 weeks pay. We also got over 10 years and get 10 weeks pay, loan notice, and vacation pay. That we get yesterday, and the green paper to carry to national insurance. So everybody in the industry, plantation, factory, everybody get all that yesterday. They ring at the different departments yesterday. Portville, Butley, the farms, all over different, and do that yesterday. Mm-hmm. So right now, everything has started. Still, nobody can go buy property unless the new company approach them. So you go past the place and go on with your business. You can't get down there. You're severed. New company take over.
But he says the workers are keen to get the promised money.
Well, everybody feels the same way, calling about all kinds of things. The men looking for their loan notice and the vacation pay, they want to see on the bank.
And that was a former worker of the Portville Sugar Factory in the lunchtime edition. Drivers of the public service vehicles gave mixed reactions over the recent video which shows a minor conducting a route taxi. The video drew much attention from the public and consternation from government officials and child rights advocates. Starcom Network News visited the Constitution River Terminal and got the reaction of PSV drivers on the matter.
I think you're too small to be conducting the van, first of all. But if he's with his father and he don't have nobody home to keep him, that I think there's a possibility why he's in the van, right? And he may just want to assist his daddy. Right, but I don't think that person alone, but how the people decide, well, is not right. So you have to go with it because they're in charge.
4 year old? Well, how 4 year old could conduct a van? That's impossible. I don't think so. I think that's right.
I'm 34 years old. My father is a carpenter. My hand was wrong. Hammers, saws, everything from young. A painter, he child hang to be in the paint. A car washer, he hang to be on the sponge. A child, just look up to the parents. That's what we're supposed to do as children. If you're looking at your parents, it's only obvious you can be enthusiastic about your parents' job. What are you little boy doing wrong?
People just have been out the father, that's the honest truth. I don't know, in 9 store, a driver, when he ready something, he's got conductors working with. But Julie Farmer, he was a sander, you know, or whatever day it was. I seen no harm there.
PSV drivers at the Constitution River Terminal. Airport taxi operators are reporting an upswing in business as visitors start to flow into the country for the Christmas holidays. President of the Barbados Taxi Co-op Society Limited, Anthony Harewood, says they have seen an increase in business as the airport is seeing more arrivals. Mr. Harewood says they expect more arrivals after Christmas.
The business has picked up. The airport is busy. However, the week before Christmas is mainly a lot of visitors coming back home. So the visitors are not that many Christmas week, basically. But yeah, we have an increase at the airport. As you get deeper into the season, we are hoping that things would improve and increase as far as getting work to the airport is concerned. And then after the holidays, we are expecting an increase in arrivals.
President of the Barbados Taxi Co-op Society Limited, Anthony Harewood. Meantime, President of the Bridgetown Port Taxi Co-op Society, Steve Clark, says taxi operators at the Bridgetown Port are reporting that business remains slow for operators.
Once we don't have an American ship in port on any days, the work will be slower. All operators understand that. When we only have European ships, it's very slow movement, especially when you only have transfer ships coming in on any particular day. So that is expecting that the days will be slower when the European ships come. But a day like today, where we have an American shipping, is moving much quicker. More people are getting work today, but we can't speak for every single day that not work for us.
President of the Bridgetown Port Taxi Co-op Society, Steve Clark, and a volcano in southwest Iceland has erupted after weeks of intense earthquake activity. The eruption started north of the town at 10:17 p.m. local time. Recapping the headlines, severed BAMC workers complain they may now have to wait until January to collect some of their promised money after being severed yesterday. The sugar industry is officially privatized from today. PSV operators share mixed views on the case of a four-year-old conducting on a route taxi as the sector awaits word on a ministry probe into the matter. Airport taxi operators report an upswing in business as visitors start to flow into the country for the Christmas holidays. Taxi operators at the Bridgetown Port say business still slow despite the resumption of cruise calls. And Iceland volcano erupts. And that was the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Lurian Graham. Good afternoon.